Morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome back to New Life Training. Today, we're going to be talking about truth in the salvation. We're going to read in the book of Psalms, chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. There are two verses, but they talk about a lot of things. You know, sometimes we feel like we are lost. We feel like we pray God, we ask God for answer, but we feel He's away. And that happened very often, and that happened like a lot of times. But something we need to understand is like He's there. Even we don't feel it, He's there. So the chapter says like this, says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long should I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?" So in these two verses, we see a person. We see a person like desperate. We see a person like asking God, saying like, "For how long you will forget about me? It will be forever. And how long you will hide your face from me? How long should I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily?" Something we can see in these chapters, like in this case, David. David was the one who brought this psalm. He was desperate. He was in a moment when he felt like God was away from him. He felt like he was, you know, very far. And we gotta remember, we are human. We are like a person who got feelings. We are people who have like they feel down sometimes. You know, they have a life. They have like a life. They have family. They have work. They have a lot of things. But sometimes we get to a point where like we feel everything go up, down. And we start thinking, we start like looking at other people. And we see these people happy. We see these people like they don't have any problem. We see these people like they don't have any issues at all. They got good jobs. They have like they live good. They got a good house. They got good cars. And we see these people like living good. And sometimes we get to one point like we don't know like how we're gonna get money for the rent. One of family members that are sick and the insurance. How gonna get paid for those with the insurance? I have lost my job. I have lost like a member of my family. I lost my wife, my husband, whatever. And we feel like we asking God for like a strength. We asking God for like a support. And we feel like He's very far away. And we get to the point like we made the decision is to get away, to stop believing, to stop trusting God, to stop like, you know, congregating, to stop like praying. It was like, you know what, I won't pray anymore because I feel like my prayer doesn't go, the higher it goes is into the roof. On my house, on my room, I don't feel any answer. I don't feel like I don't feel nothing. And that's something we need to understand. That's something we need to be clear about. It's like to be in this role, to be like in the kingdom of God, it's not about feelings. It's not about like I feel good, that means God is next to me. I feel bad, so He's far away from me. That's not the point. The Bible said, like, Jesus Christ was in this earth. It was like he went to heaven, the Bible said, like, I won't leave alone. I will send the counsel. I will send the Holy Spirit, the one who will be with you all the time into the end of the world, into my comeback. And that's why we need to believe. You know, to believe in God is more about faith. It's about, like, a decision. It's about conviction. You are convicted, like, God exists. You know God because you have a relationship with Him. And even, like, you feel like He's so away from you, He's there. Because sometimes He wants us to teach us. He wants to teach us how go forward. How go into the world, not by feelings. Go into the world by decisions. Because to follow God is about decisions. It's not about feelings. You know, if we go to life, we go through life by feelings, you know, we're going to be up and down all the time. Like, we're going to stand that, and then going to go down to the floor again, and then stand that again, like, be like something in a routine. You go up and down all the time. We are not be firm, you know, we're not be, like, convicted about, like, to go through, to go forward. And that's what we need to do. We need to trust in the salvation. We need to believe God, even if you don't feel it. We need to believe in the Bible. We need to believe in the Word of God. Even, like, sometimes I don't feel like the Holy Spirit come down to me. Even if I don't feel like nothing happening around me, I feel like in the desert. I feel like, you know, and like I'm alone. But we need to keep believing. We need to keep, like, working hard. We need to keep going forward. We can't go through by feelings. That's something I want to say. I feel strong in my heart, like, we can't go by feelings, because you go by feelings, like, sometimes you wanna eat the world, sometimes you wanna feel like you wanna go away. And we need to have more, how do you say it? I wanna say it the right way. We need to know who we are in God. We need to have identity. We need to believe who we are in God. And we need to know, like, sometimes we won't feel it, but He's there. Because He promised it. He promised He was going to be there with us. He promised when the Holy Spirit going to be with us into the end of the world. So we need to believe it. Going this world is more about believing, to be confirmed that He's there. And I don't know how you feel right now. I don't know, you know, how many problems you have. I don't know how many times, you know, how much you have prayed God, like, for a solution. I know how much you have prayed God, like, for the answer. But keep asking. Keep praying. The Bible says, if we keep asking, keep praying, we're going to get an answer. If we keep knocking, we're going to open the door. We need to learn how to ask God. But most important thing is, we need to trust in the salvation. And we are safe. God is with us, we could be promised. So it's the small reflection for today. And I have been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video if that's the case. And I ask to subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed yet. And, like, see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. with a new live streaming. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and see you.